On the show today, New World screwworm fly is in the United States. From Virginia Farm Bureau, this is Cattle Pulse. It's June 2026, and I'm Elijah Griles in Richmond, Virginia. We have some difficult topics to cover today: a new world screwworm fly detection in Texas, continuing drought, and slumping futures prices. I'll do my best to help unpack what you need to know, though. Let's start by looking at our national feeder cattle futures contracts. The August contract is at $349 a hundredweight, which is down 5% from a month ago. The September contract is at $346 a hundredweight, down 5.6% from a month ago. Now, this episode was recorded on June 4th, and I am only reporting the August and September contract prices because of how volatile the markets are right now. Just this morning, contracts are up $7, while the markets absorb the news of a New World screwworm fly, or NWS, detection. USDA APHIS announced late Wednesday, June the 3rd, that NWS had been found in a three-week-old calf in Zavala County in far southwestern Texas. They've set up a 12-mile radius infestation zone and are increasing the release of sterile flies, fly trapping, and surveillance in the area. They've made it clear that it poses no risk to the food supply and a very small and local risk to human health. This news has fueled a swift rebound of our slumping futures markets as traders anticipate immediate supply constraints from the quarantines and a long-term reinforcement of cattle import bans from Mexico. As long as official channels make sure consumers know it doesn't pose a risk to them, which they have done a good job thus far, it should not affect beef demand. Now, before this news, the futures markets were slumping with speculator profit-taking and the higher-than-expected number of cattle on feed. Speaking of which, the May Cattle on Feed report came out on Friday, May 22nd, and cattle on feed saw a bump up to 11.6 million head on May 1st. This number was 2% above May of 2025 and the first increase in cattle on feed in 18 months. As you can imagine, the futures markets did not like this information. Placements in April were 1.7 million head, which is up 6% from a year ago, while marketings of fed cattle came in at 1.6 million head, which is down 10% from a year ago. Despite the slightly bearish news of more cattle on feed, though, supplies of feeder cattle are still very tight. And of course, this NWS detection continues that narrative. The slight increase does raise an important question, though, of whether producers are choosing to place heifers on feed that they would have otherwise retained. Dr. Daryl Peel of Oklahoma State University Extension reports that more than 70% of the total U.S. herd is affected by drought conditions. Elevated feed, hay, and water costs are invariably causing some head scratching over expansion decisions. And we are facing some of those same concerns here in the Commonwealth about feed and forage availability throughout the summer and moving into next winter, of course, because of the significantly reduced hay crop this spring. And there are already reports of producers having to sell cattle in Wyoming and other parts of the West due not so much to the amount of feed available, but actually to the amount of water available for their animals. On the demand side of the equation, we recently passed the unofficial start of the summer grilling season, Memorial Day. First and foremost, of course, we remember those who gave their lives for our country. Consumers continue to be committed to beef despite the record high prices. The April off-fresh retail beef price reached $9.64 a pound, which, as a reminder, this off-fresh retail price is the average across all the different cuts of beef at the grocery store. You all, I'm sure, are excited to not have to pay $9.64 a pound if you process your own animals. The Livestock Market Information Center's Beef Demand Index is up 7% from last year through the first quarter of 2026 and is up 39%. That is an extremely high number over the past 7 years. Why is this the case, you might ask? American Farm Bureau economist Berent Nelson notes that COVID-19 lockdowns in 2020 led many consumers to start cooking beef at home, and that preference has remained extremely resilient despite high beef prices and mounting inflationary pressures. We can hear that as a 3.8% consumer price index increase this past report. There are two sides to this coin, though. High prices can cure high prices by pushing consumers away from beef. Beef prices are at record highs, though, because consumers keep buying it even despite the limited supply. So it's really a question of what gives first. Do producers have enough green grass for hay and pasture this summer to expand, to increase supply and reduce prices? Or do consumers feel the pain at the pump and in their pocketbook and therefore buy less beef? These things are in competition, and we will have to wait and see. But either way, you'll hear it here first what happens. So keep listening to Cattle Pulse. I've got some very exciting news for you all. The Virginia Beef Cattle University is back, and it's coming up on July 8th, 9th, and 10th. And I would love to see you there. There will be great keynote speakers, engaging workshops, and of course, some delicious beef for dinner. So be sure to sign up at vabeefcattleu.com. It's time now for our weather and climate outlook. The drought monitor shows that despite some unseasonably cool and wet weather around Memorial Day, drought still very much has its heels dug in across the state, which I'm sure, unfortunately, comes at no surprise to you all. 25% of the state is in extreme drought across the Northern Neck, Central Virginia, the Western Piedmont and Western South Side, as well as Washington County in Southwest Virginia, and 59% of the rest of the state remains in severe drought, except for 16% made up of Northern Virginia, the tip of Tidewater, and a sliver from the Middle Peninsula to Central South Side that saw quote-unquote improvement to moderate drought. Unfortunately, significant relief is not in sight based on the NOAA Climate Prediction Center June outlook. They anticipate a 33 to 40% chance of above normal temperatures for NOVA and equal chances of above or below normal temperatures for the rest of the state. There are equal chances of above or below normal precipitation for all of the state, however. So not anticipating significant relief moving into the month of June. It's time now to do the numbers. Abingdon Tri-State's average monthly price for May for those 5-weight steers, medium and large one, was $436 a hundredweight, down 1.5% from a month ago. Blackstone came in at $457 a hundredweight, down 2.3% from a month ago. Lynchburg was at $452 a hundredweight, down 5.2% from a month ago. Radiant was at $483 a hundredweight, up 1% from a month ago. And Shenandoah Valley was at $451 a hundredweight, down 1.2% from a month ago. Winchester was at $488 a hundredweight, down 1.1% from a month ago. This gave us a 6-market average for the month of May of $461 a hundredweight, down 1.7% from a month ago. As you all know, our local cash markets are not nearly as volatile as the futures. But with the news of the New World screwworm fly detection, we may see a bump in prices in June because of the general trends that could occur throughout the national feeder cattle markets. There are competing influences, though, because the drought conditions here and across the country may lead some producers to sell calves earlier, which would increase local supply at our markets here in Virginia, as well as stockers and backgrounders may buy less cattle, therefore decreasing demand. So it's going to be an intriguing push and pull to see which of these factors win out. That is all the time that we have together today. Thank you so much for joining us on Cattle Pulse. As always, I would love to hear from you at elijah.griles@vafb.com, and I look forward to seeing you at the Virginia Beef Cattle University next month. We'll talk to you later.